So, there we go. It's February 4th, 2003. Welcome. Good morning. We're going to be doing ATM lesson number 80, Circles with the Hand in Sitting, based on Moshe Feldenkrais' lesson. I told you we were on a circle theme. You thought I was going to, you know, veer from that? So, begin by taking a moment to observe lying on the floor today, scanning yourself. Sense how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, your mid-back, your lower back, your pelvis, how your arms are lying on the floor, and for those of you who were here last week, which is most of you, see if you can just take a moment to recollect what we did last week. We worked with our hands being on our forehead and behind the head and rolling the head. And then we worked with doing circular movements with the pelvis. So today throughout the lesson, see if you can continue to bring into play for yourself this idea about the circles of the pelvis and the trunk of yourself. So we're going to be doing different kinds of circles and looking at the relationship between, again, the pelvis, the head, and now your arm. Begin now by bending your knees and bringing your feet up to standing. And as we've done many times before, begin to start tilting your pelvis or rocking your pelvis as if you're going from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And once you become familiar with the tilting from 12 to 6, then begin to make a circle with your pelvis. And again, see if you can imagine a clock underneath your pelvis so that you can sense the clarity that you have going from each number along the clock. Or we'll say another way of looking at it is, which numbers do you have a tendency to bypass? In a way, you cut them off. You don't really go over to that number. The circle isn't really smooth there. And notice for yourself which direction you selected to make the circle in. Did you go clockwise or counterclockwise? And then find an opportunity to change the direction of the circle. And notice if anything's different about going the other way. Good. And as you continue to do the circles just a little longer, notice again what's happening with your spine and with your head. Does your head, or perhaps even paying attention to your nose, is your nose now actually drawing a circle on the ceiling? And let it go, pause and rest for a moment, lengthen your legs. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting, and you're going to sit with your legs long, comfortably spread out in front of you. Lean on your right hand to the side of you. And as we've done many times before, make sure to find a comfortable place for your right hand. Okay? And now with your left hand, lift your left hand straight up to the ceiling. So for right now, your fingertips are pointing to the ceiling. Okay? And now begin to just start to make a circle with your left hand, or think of your fingertips making the circle. And in this beginning phase, just observe, what are you doing? So is the movement happening? For some of you, it's just happening in your wrist. And so for some of you, it's happening in the arm. Some of you are looking at your hand, which is nice. Some of you are not. And is there anything happening with your trunk and your pelvis? Now pause for a moment, lower your hand, and we'll just stay in sitting. And throughout the lesson, whenever your arm does get fatigued, take a rest, okay? So we're going to come back to this a lot. Okay, bring up the left arm again. And now this time, actually look at your hand and begin to make a circle. And can you start to think of a circle happening with your pelvis as well? Or perhaps as we did last week, let's say you initiate the movement with your pelvis. So start the movement with a circle with your pelvis. And just notice how your arm then articulates the movement on the ceiling. Starts to draw the movement. Good. Now go back to not moving the pelvis and just using the arm. And feel the difference. Which feels heavier, more difficult, more tiresome? It's a big difference, isn't it? Okay, rest. Go ahead and rest on your back. It's amazing the difference when you just use one limb compared to organizing the whole self. Come back up again. Same position, leaning on your right hand. So again, get nice and comfortable. Spread your legs a comfortable distance. Whatever's comfortable for you that's going to permit or allow your pelvis to make a circle. Left arm up and looking at the hand and the fingertips. And now this time, actually make a fist. That's it, a nice fist without clenching too much, because then you'll clench your jaw. And now start to make a circle with your pelvis. That's it. Very nice. And feel what's happening with the arm. And notice the location of your arm. This is also very interesting. So is your arm next to your ear? Or is it in front of you? Is it to the side? See if you can bring your arm as close to where your earlobe is or your next to your ear. That's it. And still look at it, yeah. And again, rest when you need to. Good. Okay. Okay, pause for a moment in sitting. Come up again. And this time, let's change the direction of the circle. So you're still leaning on your right hand. And see if you can start the movement now with your fist, but have it immediately translate to the pelvis. Immediately. So we're going to like play a game today. Can you start the movement with the fist and have it immediately connect to the pelvis? And then at times, we'll start with the pelvis and go back up to the hand. Okay, rest on your back. and roll to your side. Come up to sitting again. And this time we'll change over the arms so you can lean on the left hand. Bring your right hand up. And you can either start the circle with your hand or your pelvis. See where you feel most confident. Very good. As you continue to make the circle with your pelvis and your hand, again, take note to where your left hand is. Start to move it around a little bit, because you should notice there's a moment in the circle where you really don't need to be leaning on the left hand at all. Uh-huh. Good. So really, you start to question yourself, how much do you need to lean on that hand really anyways? And then you start to explore the widening of your legs. So if your legs are too close together, let's do this. Everybody glue your legs together. I always like to do it in a way that's less functional. Now try to make a circle with your pelvis. And just feel what that's like, right? Glue the knees and the ankles together. You're not permitted to do any separation there. Is that a lot more work? Okay. So isn't it funny how we do so many things in life that require so much more effort? Now spread them apart. Let the knees be relaxed. And how does that help your balance and your way of, that's it, rolling through the pelvis? You see how that frees the hip joints? The availability of the movement over the hips. When you get tired, rest. Belly forward. And everybody pause and rest. Rest in sitting or lying down. Whatever you need. You're hot. Come up again to sitting. Spread your legs a comfortable distance apart. And this time, let's have you rest each hand on each thigh. So right hand on right thigh, left hand on left thigh. And begin to make a circle with your pelvis in this posture. Feel the leaning back. And bringing the belly forward. Test the limits that you can go to. So what balances you? What needs to happen in the chest, in the ribs, and your spine to balance you? So you really don't need the limbs or the arms. That's better. Feel where your head is on top of you. That's it. Exaggerate a little bit more. So see if you can really round back. How much can you allow your spine and your chest, that's it, Linda, to soften? There you go. Now, feel what you're doing in the pelvis. Now, why can't you lift your right arm up into the air and do the same thing? Make a fist. Ah, there we go. Right arm. And now can you look at the right arm? This changes your orientation and balance. That's better, Betsy, but get those legs apart. As soon as you brought the arm up, you squeezed your legs together. That's better. How's your breathing? What breathing? Are you clenching your jaw or can you make a smile? Rest. Whew. Bring yourself back up to sitting again, and let's go back to leaning on your left hand. We're going to bring the right hand up, and this time go back to the fingertips being directed towards the ceiling. And notice when you do that, that the palm of your hand is facing towards the front of the room. And begin to do a movement of turning your palm and turning the entire arm so your palm now faces the back of the room. So you go towards the outside. That's it. And see if you can now make it like an arc. So think of arcing, like you're making like part of a circle to turn the hand. That's it, Linda. So it's like she's arcing around. Some of you just are turning in the shoulder joint, but do a little bit more with your whole body. That's it, Bev. Arc around and arc back. And then begin to look at your hand and follow the arc with your face. That's nice, Alan. Feel the weight that gets shifted onto your left sit bone, your left arm. And this particular movement, it's critical to have your left hand in a good place for weight bearing. So you can really lean onto the left hand and the left elbow can bend. Many of you are locking the left elbow. That's a restriction. That's nice. And again, when you need to rest, you can, and then just come back to the movement. That's nice, Betsy. So notice there's almost a reaching that happens too as well. So you're taking the arm behind you, looking up and reaching. So the ribs on the right side widen. That's it. And notice what happens now inside the shoulder joint and the clavicle, that it actually comes forward. So you're taking your arm behind yourself, but in fact, the shoulder joint area comes forward. That's it, Valentina. Mm-hmm. Watch Susie in front of you, right? As she turns the arm. It's like, so if somebody took your arm and twisted it enough, eventually, so twist even more. There. Better. Twist the arm. That's it, Linda. Good. Okay. Pause for a moment in sitting. Notice if you're breathing or not. And challenge yourself at those moments when it feels really difficult, and it does feel fatiguing. I think it's extraordinarily interesting how fatiguing our arms become when they're above our head. Very, very fatiguing. People like painters, plumbers, take so much work, so much work. Okay, so let's lean on the right hand and bring the left hand up and find the same type of movement so that the palm starts facing forward, and then you arc the whole arm to turn the palm behind you. You feel how your weight transfers onto the right sit bone and the right hand. You're looking at the hand as it turns behind you. So the palm is facing the back of the room. That's it. And eventually you begin to feel how the shoulder, the top of the shoulder joint and clavicle actually come forward. Very good. Can you smile? That's it. Okay, and let it go and rest. please roll to your side, come up to sitting again. This time you're going to have your right knee bent so that the foot is standing, and place your right hand around the knee. So you're kind of hugging your right knee with your right hand. That's it. So, but you want to use the hand, not the forearm. There you go, the hand. And check how close or spread apart the right foot is from the left knee. That's it. Now with your left hand, bring it up, make a fist, look at it, and begin to draw a circle on the ceiling. That's it. And again, notice how you make a circle with the pelvis, how your weight shifts to each sit bone. That's it, Betsy. And if some of you are discovering, there's also a feeling of going up and down a little bit. So there's moments where you can really lengthen up, and then you kind of shorten a little bit. Now, can you bring your awareness and attention to your lower ribs? So that's the area right above your waistline, where we think our waist is. So just bring your attention there and see if you can actually make the circle with your lower ribs as well. And your arm's still up. So whenever you need to take a break, you take a break, and then you come back to it. Okay, everybody rest. Good. Aren't you glad you're not a painter? Or a professional Christmas tree lighter? Oh, well, I think, though, he was kind of like plumbers, though. I think he was, like, so close and could be upside down. I think he actually had a thing that he laid on. I'm trying to think. You know, they scaffolded, and I think he laid down to actually paint. But imagine for hours and hours. That's a passion. So can you think about what muscles need to be really well organized and strong to facilitate this idea of lifting the arm above yourself? The lats, the muscles along the side of the ribs, and also the extensors along your back and the deltoids, all around the scapulas. But when we spend so much time at computers and desks where we're rounded forward or driving, those muscles get weakened. Okay, let's bring yourself up again. Same position, so the right knee bent again, holding on with your right hand. Same with right knee again. Left hand up in the air, making a fist, and this time let's just change the direction of your circle. And again, let's have you start to play a game with yourself where you maybe start the circle with your pelvis and then you change your intention to the ribs. Can the ribs then, the lower ribs, be making the initiation of the circle? And then can you change it to the fist? So do you understand when I say intention, that's the part of your body that starts, it facilitates. And then the other areas are the areas that feel the response. They participate. Does that make sense? So on your own, dialogue back and forth between those three different locations. The fist, the lower ribs, and the pelvis. And smiling. Thank you, Betsy. Somebody's got a smile in here. That's nice. Great. Okay. And rest. So again, throughout the movements, if you feel you hit that fatigue place, it's really okay to just pause in the sitting. Just pause for like 3 seconds and then bring your arm up again. It's really fine to do that. It's better to do that than the other mode, which we're most familiar with, which is just grin and bear it and push yourself through it, because then that's when you stop breathing, you start clenching your jaw, and then you start to inhibit what the very thing that you want to be able to do. That's what's so silly about pushing through things, because we create all these inhibitions, and then we never get where we want to go anyways. And it feels miserable. Okay, let's come up again. And this time you're going to bend your left knee. Place your left hand around the left kneecap. Your right leg is long. And you'll raise your right hand up to the ceiling, making a very nice fist. You look up at your fist and you start to draw a circle. Again, you can initiate the movement with your fist, with your pelvis, or the lower ribs. And you challenge yourself to change the reference point, to change the initiation. You'll find that that area where the lower ribs are is what helps change what's happening in the lower back. So many of you are getting it in the pelvis, but you don't want to let go in the lower back. And so the ribs feel as if they're glued to the pelvis. That's it. And maybe also explore the size of your circle, drawing it really large. And then what if you make a teeny tiny circle? What's the smallest circle that you can actually make that would still have space, like a white space in the center? So when you do a teeny tiny circle, where do you feel the movement in the pelvis then happens? Teeny, teeny, tiny circle. That's it. Can you do it really fast? How fast can you make the teeny tiny circle? Good. And now a bigger circle. How fast can you go? And find a range and a speed that's really comfortable to you. Yeah, there you go. I should have brought some of those. What are they called? Last. Very good, Liz. There's a profession. You just need some cows and great. Okay, rest. Everybody, let's rest. No, that's absolutely, I mean, it's amazing what those guys do. Have you guys ever watched that? How huge they can get that rope? I mean, like a diameter of like 9 feet or something, 10 feet. It's like amazing what they can do with that. Keep it up in the air and they can do figure eights. And I can tell you guys have all been to the rodeo.
We do.
Well, let's not, well... They just chase after them. Well, we won't talk about that part. Let's just talk about the rope part, maneuvering. Or you know where else is the, I'm trying to think what the name is. And there is a category in the Olympics. Is it called rhythm? That's it. Rhythmic gymnastics, where they have those either ribbons or they do hula hoops and all these things. And the arm has to be straight up above them. It was really cold when I came in this morning. Means you're working. Roll to your side, come up to sitting. Now, with your right hand, you're going to reach forward and down to grab onto your left ankle, your left foot, your left pant leg. And there is a constraint with this, that the legs stay long. Okay? So no bending of the legs this time. Last time we had a leg bent, So your legs need to be long and you reach with the right hand. That's right, Falk. So it means that you have to bend your whole self forward. So we're changing things a little bit. And once you're in that forward position, you're going to raise your left arm up. You're going to make a fist. And you're going to find a way to turn your head to look up at your fist and start to make a circle. This is where we get into the plumbing category, when you have to twist and maneuver under strange sinks. It's cute. We won't worry about that, Linda. That's it. So if you can't reach the ankle, it's anywhere along the leg. That's it. But it's changing being in a forward bent position, how you can still find a way to make a circle with the pelvis, the ribs. That's nice, Liz. Good. Lena, straighten your elbow. The one up. Thank you. So your elbow should be locked as much as possible. Some of you start to really bend it. Okay. Pause, rest, and sitting for a moment.
Spend more time on your right.
Sit bone. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Very good, Linda. So you end up making a circle just around one sit bone now, instead of, yet the pelvis is still doing a circle, but then you have a circle just on one sit bone. Okay, let's change to the other side. So that would be bringing your left arm forward to get a hold of the right ankle, leg, pant leg, whatever you can do, but the right leg must remain long. Okay? And then you bend yourself forward to do this, and then you reach up towards the sky with your right arm, the elbows locked, fist, and making circles, and hopefully still breathing. Happy, happy, happy.
Fist,
yeah. Change the direction. Good. Okay, and rest on your back. Nice job. Well, one thing I remember as a child that it was critical to be able to reach up like this was to turn on lights, because we had those old-fashioned lights. You know, we didn't have the wall mounts. We had the string hanging from the light bulb. So, you know, you had to learn, you know. That's right. Aha, imagine that. See, then you didn't have a string at one point. That was a switch way up there. Imagine getting all the way up there right where the light bulb is. And as you think of all the things we've created that have reduced our level of activity in ourselves, it's pretty phenomenal. The lights are now right, so handy. Everything's right like at waistline. Yeah, you know, when you're a kid, you used to climb up a stool or a ladder and got up there. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. Get a little bit more challenging. Then we'll go back to the easy part, right? Yes. Spread your legs nice and comfortably apart, and we're going to start with placing your right forearm on the floor to the right side of your right leg. Okay, so start there. Mm-hmm. And the forearm means the palm is down. Very nice. Okay, so you're really leaning over. Your left arm comes up to the ceiling, make a fist, and please begin to draw your circle. Look at your circle on the ceiling. Feel the pelvis, the lower ribs, the diaphragm and belly moving. As Linda brought up earlier, you really feel or accentuate this idea of a circle really happening around the right hip joint. Now, many of you are leaning way back, which is fine. See if you can slide the right arm up more towards your knee now. Uh-huh. So now you're forward a little bit. Different location. Good. Now, the big leap. As you take a moment to rest the left arm, reposition your right forearm in between your legs. What? Look, Sonia can do it, so I don't want to hear any complaints. Spread your legs. Do the best you can. You can get the palm down. So hallucinate that your elbow touches. Hallucinate that the elbow's touching. At least get the palm down. That's it, Janice. You can bend the knees. Some of you are figuring out you can bend the knees, widen the knees, whatever you need to do. Get that left arm up. Look at your nice fist. Start to paint a beautiful picture on the ceiling with circles. Lock the elbow. Lock the elbow. If you bend the elbow, you start working the muscles on top of the shoulder. So you want a locked arm so that you feel that you're using the whole trunk, the pelvis. That's it. Is it getting easier to come down on the forearm? That's it. That's it, Janice. See if you can make a bigger circle, Janice. That's it. Challenge yourself a little. There. That's the idea. See how it takes your face? Takes your face back. Open your chest up. Okay, rest. Who said Feldenkrais wasn't a workout? Okay, you can rest on your back or sitting. It's great to rest in sitting, too. Whatever's best for you. Or curling up in a ball. Okay, let's come up to the other side. So we're going to start with the left forearm, and it's going to be outside the left knee. So you start kind of easy. That's it. Bring the right arm up towards the ceiling. Again, lock the elbow. Your arm's a stick. Make a fist. Look up at it and really start to, it's like swing. Swing the circle. Feel the ribs and the pelvis. And how you're making a circle around the left hip joint now. That's it. Very, very nice. Now, slide that arm up towards the outside of the knee now so you come forward a little bit more. Your palm and your elbow are right where the knee is. It changes the relationship. You start to bend forward more. That's it, Monique. There you go. Great. Okay, so as you rest for a minute, bring the left forearm in between the legs now. So find a way to put the elbow and the palm down. Spread the knees and legs. Bend the knees if you need to. Whatever it takes to try to get that forearm down. It means you can let the head hang, right? You let the head hang, but you turn the face up towards the ceiling to watch the right arm lift up towards the ceiling. That's it. That's it, Liz. But Liz, look. Watch your... That's it. Watch. That's it, Lena. Make the circle. Breathe. Okay. Rest on your back. We'll go back to the beginning. Everything will feel so easy. Go ahead and bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And just go back to the first movement of rocking your pelvis, first of all, towards 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, so that you flatten the lower back and then you arch it, pulling the tailbone down. And just notice if the quality of that movement has changed. Yeah. And then go ahead and begin to make a circle with your pelvis, clockwise, counterclockwise, whichever direction you'd like. And again, you're just looking for the quality. Quality meaning that it feels smoother. It's easier to do. There's less effort required. That's nice. Very nice. Okay, and pause and rest again for a moment. And now roll to your side and come up to kneeling, and we're going to go into that knight position that we did last week. So let's say your right knee is down and your left foot is up. So the right knee is down, left foot is up. First of all, find your balance and your orientation. And just to go back to last week's, and I think some of the week before, with your arms relaxed, just begin to make a circle with your pelvis in this position. So we'll just keep your arms down for a moment so that you can feel, how can you do that? How can you make a circle with your pelvis? And now can you bring in the concept of looking for the circle with your lower ribs? That's it. And now just sense how the top of your head is also making a circle. Your face stays orientated towards the front of the room. Good. Okay. Let's just pause. You can kneel, but sit back on your feet if you want, your knees. Come up again. Right knee down, left foot up. And now this time you will rest your left hand on your left knee, and then you will bring your right hand up towards the ceiling. You will make a fist, elbows locked, look towards your fist, and start to draw a circle. And you'll see how critical it is that the circle is happening through your pelvis to have balance. Or better yet, try to prevent the rest of yourself from moving at all and try to just do a circle with the fist. It's very, very difficult. That's it. So you can start the circle with your pelvis and then change to going up to the fist and then move back to the pelvis. That's it, Alan. Very nice. Soften the ribs a little bit more. You have the... That's better. Much better. Great. Okay, pause and rest. Go ahead and lie on your back. You can rest on your back. Or if you want to kneel or do child's pose, you can do that too. Child's pose is being on your knees and letting your arms come straight forward. And your forehead can rest on the floor. And for some people, they would prefer just to do that instead of going all the way to their back, which is fine. It helps open up the shoulder joints as well. Okay, and come up one more time. Let's change over the legs. So that'll mean that your left knee is down and your right foot is up. And you can rest your right hand on your right knee. Bring the left arm up. See if you can look at it, or see if it's best to keep your head looking forward. And make a circle with your pelvis.
So
this is
kind of going in opposite direction.
Yeah. You get two different circles going on. That's it. Now look up at the wrist and the... That's it. Fist. There you go. And challenge yourself to make a little bit bigger circle. Many of you are being highly conservative. I only have one lasso in the back. One. Just really challenge yourself to move the arm around your body, around your head. Most of you are drawing the circle, that's it, Gail, right in front of you. You never seem to get the arm behind you. What does it mean to take the arm behind you? What does that mean for the weight in your pelvis? That's better, Betsy. Great. Okay. Let's pause on our knees. We'll do one last thing and then we'll rest. Just rest on your knees for a moment. And now just come up onto your knees and go back to the movement from last week of just making a circle with your pelvis while on your knees. Your face is orientated forward on the horizon. That's it. Very nice. And see if you can change the direction of the circle. Notice what's happening in the lower ribs. And a stretch is to start to become aware of, and this next piece is where your throat is at. It's called where the first rib is. So can you hallucinate? Imagine right where the clavicles are around your throat. If you had one of those rings, you know, like the women in Africa wear those rings, can you sense that that ring would be making a circle as you're making a circle with your pelvis? So there's actually a circular movement happening. That's it with your neck. Very nice. Okay. And let it go and rest on your back. And just take a moment to notice how you're lying on your back now. What's changed? Do you feel heavier? Do you feel lighter? How is the contact now different than from the beginning of the lesson? Check in with your breathing, your breath, the volume that you're able to create now, both with the diaphragm and up in your chest, with your ribs and your lungs. So perhaps throughout the week you can take note of situations when you're using your arm or need to use your arm, reaching for something that's above, let's say a book on a really high shelf, and you can begin to sense and learn for yourself how you begin to organize and use the rest of yourself. In particular, how you use the pelvis and orientate it to actually facilitate the movement through your arm instead of straining your arm. I'm sure there's numerous situations that will occur throughout the week that I'd like you to just pay attention to when you do. How often do you actually place your arms above your head? Another one is just putting on and off clothes. You know, if you don't have something, the buttons, but you have like a turtleneck or something, take it off and put it on. Okay, so taking your time, you can roll to your side, come up to sitting and then standing. If you'd like to take a moment in standing to play with some of the ideas of reaching, bringing your arm above you, imagining as if you were reaching for things and sensing what happens in your pelvis and your legs to do that, you can play with that. And if not, you can just observe standing and then do walking. Okay, so everybody have a nice day, and we will see you next week.